Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and Merry Christmas to you all. I thought I'd start the program with something for Christmas Day. John Lewis in 1958 was in Stuttgart and did an arrangement of England's carol, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, for the Stuttgart Symphony Orchestra, and he conducted them. The baritone saxophone solo is Ronnie Ross, and the flute solo is Jerry Weinkopf. For RCA Victor, here's John Lewis and the Stuttgart Symphony Orchestra, 1958, and God Rest Ye, Merry Gentlemen. The little,
Thank you.
Gadarashti, Merry Gentlemen, arranged for the Stuttgart Symphony Orchestra by John Lewis, of course, of the Modern Jazz Quartet for RCA Victor. 1958, Ronnie Ross soloing on baritone saxophone and Jerry Reinkopf on flute. John Lewis and the Stuttgart Symphony Orchestra. 1931 now for Brunswick, Victor Young, composer, arranger, pianist, and violinist, and his orchestra. And a big hit for Harry Warren and his lyricist Mort Dixon, with the Boswell sisters singing and Joe Benuti's violin and Eddie Lang's guitar, I Found a Million Dollar Baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. I Found a Million Dollar Baby in a 5 and 10 cent store, written by Harry Warren, lyric by Mort Dixon, recorded by Brunswick, 1931, of the Boswell sisters singing with Victor Young and his orchestra, a little bit of violin in there by Joe Benuti, and the guitar work by Eddie Lang. Let's get to some Latin jazz, if you will. Perez Prado, 1957, for RCA Victor, his percussion, and a big hit written in 1931 by Nilo Menendez, Green Eyes. 1957 for RCA Victor and Green Eyes, written 1931 by Nilo Menendez. And Prado, of course, playing percussion, having a good time there. Birthday today, born this day 1907, one of the great singers in this art, Cab Calloway, bandleader, actor too, for Brunswick, and then Conqueror, we're going to hear too. St. Louis Blues and Sweet Georgia Brown.
Thank you. that he never meant. Judge's name proclaimed as we
Judge Brown.
Celebration today for Cab Calloway, singing there, his band. He was born this day, 1907. St. Louis Blues, 1930 for Brunswick, written, of course, by W.C. Handy. And Sweet Georgia Brown, written by Maceo Pinkart, recorded by Calloway and his band for Conqueror Records, 1931. The fine trumpet work by Lamar Wright, the Priest Wheeler trombone soloist, clarinetist Thornton Blue, and alto saxophone soloist Walter Thomas. Cap Calloway singing with his band right here on 88.5 KPLU. We're here for you 24 hours each and every day, and it's my pleasure to be here on Sunday afternoons with you from 3 to 6. Stairway to the Stars, written by pianist Frank Signorelli, 1939. Lyric by Mitchell Parrish. Let's hear first trombonist Irby Green's 1953 version.
Thank you.
Stairway to the Stars, played for you on his trombone, by Irby Green for Blue Note, 1953, Jimmy Lyon piano, Dante Martucci on string bass, and Jimmy Campbell on drums. Now to hear Mitchell Parrish's lyric to Frank Signorelli's music, Sarah Vaughan, 1958, recording for Mercury Records, on piano Ron L. Bright, on string bass Richard Davis, and on drums Roy Haynes.
Thank you very much. Let's build a stairway to the stars and climb that stairway to the stars with love beside us to fill the night with a song. The blue begins. The moon will guide us as we go drifting along. Can we sail away on a lazy daisy pebble? Lovely, lovely, lovely stairway to the stars. It would be heaven to climb to heaven with you. To the stars with love beside us to fill the night with a song. We'll hear the sound of violins way out yonder way. The blue begins. The moon will guide us as we go drifting along. Can we sail away on a lazy daisy pedal over the rim? The hill. Can we sail away on a little dream and settle high, high on the crest of a thrill? Let's build a stairway to the stars, a lovely, lovely stairway to the stars. It would be heaven to climb to heaven, to climb. climb to heaven, to climb.
Sarah Vaughan, Stairway to the Stars, 1958 for Mercury, with Ronnell Bright on piano, Richard Davis string bass, and Roy Haynes on the drums, and a very appreciative audience. Meet Lux Lewis now, 1956, ABC Paramount record. Composition is Deed I Do. Walter Hirsch and Fred Rose wrote it back in 1926, and with Mr. Lewis in 1956, Leonard Gaskin on string bass and O.C. Johnson on the drums. Lux Lewis at the piano, Deed I Do, 1956 for ABC Paramount. Now they're going to do Call Me Darling. This is an old one from 1931, written by Marty Freiberg and Bert Reisfeld. And Meet Lux Lewis, Leonard Gaskin, and O.C. Johnson would like to play it for you right now. Meet Lex Lewis at the piano for ABC Paramount in 1956 and Call Me Darling in 1931 composition. Let's hear Thelma Carpenter sing now, Call Me Darling, with Count Basie's Orchestra, 1944, the tenor saxophone you hear will be Buddy Tate.
Call me sweetheart, call me dear. Thrill me, darling, with the words I long to hear. In your dark eyes, so smiling, your two lips won't say that you care for me. Oh, my darling, if my daydreams would come true, I would meet you at a secret rendezvous, and I'd find the paradise that lies deep in your eyes. Call me darling, call me sweetheart, call me dear.
Thelma Carpenter with Count Basie, 1944. Buddy Tate's tenor saxophone and Call Me Darling to compare it with Meade Lux Lewis trio and their version. That's a beautiful composition written by Marty Freiberg and Bert Reisfeld in 1931. And as I said, sung there by Thelma Carpenter with Basie in 1944. This is KPLU 88.5. We're here for you 24 hours a day. Hope you're having a fine Sunday and a great Christmas and holiday, whatever it is for you. Let's keep Basie here and bring in Freddie Green on guitar, Rodney Richardson on bass, Buddy Rich on drums, and Artie Shaw on clarinet. This has several titles, Bird Calls, Artie's Blues, duffel bag jam, you name it. But here it is, Artie Shaw with Basie. Fun. Band leader, clarinetist, author, Artie Shaw, jamming with Basie, Freddie Green, Roger Richardson, and Buddy Rich. Piano, guitar, bass, and drums, respectively, on one, a blues they call Bird Call. Someplace else, it's Artie's Blues, or Duffel Bag Jam. Same time, the whole band comes in, Shaw stays, and they do Lady Be Good by the Gershwins.
Thank you.
Count Basie's 1944 band with guest soloist clarinetist Artie Shaw and Gershwin's Lady Be Good. Clarence Pinetop Smith recorded in 1928 something he calls Pinetop's Boogie Woogie. I'm sure that he didn't think that this would go on too far, but it was done by a whole bunch of people. And I brought one extra along for you. First, we're going to hear Pinetop Smith, his version, his comments, his piano playing, for Vocalion Records in Chicago, 1928.
Just like I tell you. Now when I say hold yourself, I want all of you to get ready to stop. And when I say stop, don't move. And when I say get it, I want all of y'all to do a boogie woogie. Hold it now. Stop. Boogie woogie. That's what I'm talking about. Now when I say hold yourself this time, I want all of you to get ready to stop. When I say stop, don't move a peg. When I say get it, everybody mess around. Hold yourself now. Stop. Mess around. That's what I'm talking about. Little girl, you standing there with the red dress on. Back right up here at this piano where Mr. Pinetop is. That's right, face the audience. Now when I tell you to hold yourself, you get ready to stop. You hear? And when I say stop, don't you move a peg. And when I say get it, I want you to shake that thing. Hold yourself now. Stop. Shake that thing. That's what I'm talking about. Now I'm gonna pick this piano.
Clarence Pinetop Smith at the piano and making comments to dancers, the idea behind that. In Chicago, 1928, and his Pinetop's Boogie Woogie for Vocalion Records. Now, I said at the outset of that that there were many arrangements of it over the years, and that Pinetop probably would be floored over the fact that there were so many. None better than Dean Kincaid's arrangement of Pinetop's Boogie Woogie for Tommy Dorsey, 1938. They simply call it Boogie Woogie. On the piano, Howard Smith, who is from Canada, as a matter of fact. So here's Tommy Dorsey, his trombone, and Dean Kincaid's arrangement of Pinetop's Boogie Woogie. Bye. Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra for Victor Records, 1938, and Dean Kincaid's arrangement of Pine Top's Boogie Woogie. Howard Smith heard on the piano. And, of course, the wonderful tone that Dorsey got on his trombone. Boogie Woogie, Tommy Dorsey, 1938. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. It's my pleasure to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Here's something for Christmas for you. Swingin' Them Jingle Bells. Fats Waller and His Rhythm, 1936 for Victor. Waller on trumpet and vocal. And some nice work on trumpet by Herman Autry on this. And Jingle Bells is quite old. I don't know if you know this, but it was, I may be off a few years, but it was written by J. Pierpont sometime around 1856, somewhere in there. Here's Fats Waller, 1936. Amazing talent, Thomas Fats Waller and His Rhythm, 1936 for Victor, Swingin' Them Jingle Bells. Herman Autry's fine trumpet and Waller, of course, singing and playing the piano. That band was immensely popular during the Depression, the 1930s and into the early 40s. Made people happy at a time when a lot of people weren't too happy. And I think Waller was a very bright guy. He understood what Christmas was about, particularly in there when he said, what's the matter with him? Oh, the jingle bells got him. Here's Herbie Nichols Quartet, 1952 for Hi-Lo, and George Gershwin's Wonderful. Harvey Nichols at the piano and his quartet, 1952, for Hi-Lo Records. And it's wonderful, written by George Gershwin. Nichols, if you like that playing, he's quite something. Very advanced player for the time, for any time, I think, and very creating, as he did. The Blue Note material is available, I'm sure, in many different ways. Go look for that. Herbie Nichols. He made a living playing traditional jazz in New York for a while. Not too many people were interested in his compositions. And, of course, that's how it goes with art. But, you know, stay with where you are, with what it is. And eventually people did. Blue Note, for one, want to record his material. And they did. Herbie Nichols, N-I-C-H-O-L-S. Kamiko Kasei, 1977, for Catalyst Records now, and Mal Waldron on piano, and his composition for her to sing some other day.
Some other day may find me a prisoner of love, but till that day arrives, or else some fate connives, you'll see me sad and free. Some other day, that fire will course through my veins, but till that time is here, a time that we can share, I'll stay a lonely me. Time goes by so slowly, you can hear it, all those empty minutes I can't beat. Some other day, the one that I need will be there. Until that happy day, I'm saving all I make just for that some other day.
Mal Waldron composition, A Beauty Called Some Other Day. He's playing on the piano. Yoshio Suzuki on string bass, and Hiroshi Murakami on drums, and Kamiko Kasai doing some singing for you from 1977, Some Other Day, written by Waldron, all on Catalyst Records, 1977. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU. We're here for you And you, 24 hours, every day. Quincy Jones now, his orchestra, his composing and arranging, of course, for Impulse. This is called Little Karen, written by Benny Golson, arranged by Jones. You'll hear Eric Dixon's tenor saxophone and Patty Bowen's piano.
Thank you.
two for you in that set. Quincy Jones Orchestra doing a composition by Benny Golson called Little Karen, featuring saxophonist Eric Dixon for Impulse, 1961. And George Cables at the piano with John Hurt on bass and Tony Williams on the drums doing Waltz for Monday, written by James Leary. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons and hope your day is going well. Here's Betty Carter.
You're mean to me. Why must you be mean to me? Truly, it seems to me you love to see me crying. I don't know why I stay home each night when you say you phone. Yeah, don't think I'm left alone, singing the blues and crying. You treat me cruelly each day in the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near and dear, and it must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't, for can't you see what you mean to me? Teach me curly, oh, it's
Betty Carter sang for you to start that set, 1960 for ABC Paramount Records, an arrangement by Richard Weiss of Mean to Me. Then Kenny Dorham and his trumpet and his band for Riverside, 1957, and his composition, La Villa. Sonny Rollins on tenor saxophone, Hank Jones on piano, Oscar Pettiford bass, and Max Roach on the drums. Right there. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU. We're here 24 hours a day for you. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons between 3 and 6. Here is Sheila Jordan.
Lover, one lovely day, love came planning to stay. Green Dolphin Street supplied the setting, setting for nights beyond forgetting. Through these moments apart, memories will live in my heart. When I recall the love I found on, I could kiss the ground on Green Dolphin Street. Lover, lover, one lovely day, love came planning to stay. Green Dolphin Street supplied the setting, setting for nights beyond forgetting. Through these moments apart, memories will live in my heart. When I recall the love I found on, I could kiss the ground on Great Dolphin Street.
Betty Carter, right there for you. In Oslo, 1977 for Steeplechase Records with Arild Anderson on string bass. On Green Dolphin Street, written by Bronislav Kaper and the lyric by Ned Washington, who you might remember was the lyricist on many things, including I'm Getting Sentimental Over You. Here's Jerry Mulligan and Paul Desmond. The What fun. Jerry Mulligan, baritone saxophone. Paul Desmond, alto saxophone. Joe Benjamin on bass. And Dave Bailey on the drums. And Blues in Time, 1957 for Verve Records. Teddy Wilson now and his orchestra, 1935 for Brunswick. And Harry Wood's What a Little Moonlight Can Do. If that band played out where dancers could be, I hope so, because that wonderful rhythmic force of Teddy Wilson and his orchestra at that time, 1935, is something else. Billie Holiday singing, Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Benny Goodman clarinet, Ben Webster tenor saxophone, Wilson on piano, John Trueheart on guitar, John Kirby on bass, and Cozy Cole doing the brushwork on the drums. What a Little Moonlight Can Do, written by Harry Woods. Let's jump up one year. Teddy Wilson's orchestra again with Billie Holiday, this time with Jonah Jones on trumpet, Johnny Hodges alto, Harry Carney baritone saxophone, Lawrence Lucy on guitar, and Kirby and Cole again on bass and drums respectively, and Billie Holiday. And Gus Arnheim, Abe Lyman, and Arthur Freed's I Cried for You. Billie Holiday singing with Teddy Wilson's piano and his orchestra, 1936, and I Cried for You. Blind Blake now, born Arthur Phelps, recording for Paramount in Chicago, 1927, one of the great rag guitarists, and he makes comment as he goes along. He wrote this. It's called Southern Rag.
Cotton fields, where them people plant all their rice with sugar cane, and peas and so forth grow. Yeah, man, I want a match for you to light my pipe, yeah. Go on, old Geechee. I ain't done about you. No, I know you had to study me now. When you get my rice, so I bet you'll study me then. Bet you that. Let's meet me at the end of the row now. I told her to pick this cotton. Either dig potato, either one. I strip more raw sugar cane than you strip in 10 years. Now we're gonna do the dance now. They call it the Geechee dance. Some music you call the Geechee music now. That my gal, get away from him, them. Cause I'm gonna grab him directly and gonna take him everywhere but loose. Get that thing fixed just like this now, cause I'm gonna stop.
For Paramount Records, that's Blind Blake in Chicago, 1927, and his guitar and his comment, Southern Rag. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, here on Sundays from 3 to 6 for you. In Paris, 1955, here's Chet Baker.
Thank you.
Chet Baker started things playing his trumpet in Paris, 1955, for Barclay Records, and You Go to My Head. Benny Goodman in Miami, Florida, 1959, for Music Masters, played Sleep. Tenor saxophonist Flip Phillips there, and Bill Harris on trombone. Little brother Montgomery, his first name is Ureal, E-U-R-R-E-A-L. Get you ready for John Kessler's fine all-blues program, which runs tonight from 6 till midnight. Little brother Montgomery in New Orleans, 1936, and one he wrote for Bluebird Records called Never Go Wrong Blues.
Treat her right. I want any good woman, but I did not treat her right. And I would do everything evil, and everything I could for a spy. I would go out late at night and get full of bucket gin. And she'd be absolutely hospital bound if she ever even asked me where I had been. Now I'm sorry that I mistreated her. Just as sorry as a man can be. Now I'm sorry I mistreated her. Just as sorry as a man can be. Now it seems like the more that I do for her, it is the less she cares for me.
Montgomery, right there on the piano and singing his composition, Never Go Wrong Blues, in New Orleans, 1936, for Bluebird Records. He is well known for Vicksburg Blues. He recorded it in Grafton, Wisconsin, 1930, for Paramount, and in 1960 for Prestige, and here they are.
I got the
got the big boy blues and I'm singing me name when I breathe. I got the big boy blues and I'm singing me name when I breathe. Now the reason I to give my part to me. She's resting on my mind. Now just as soon as I train, baby, honey, make up in the yard. Now just as soon as I train, mama, baby, make up in the yard. Now I'm Vicksburg, work bound, that's if the bulls don't have me
before.
Little Brother Montgomery and his composition, Vicksburg Blues. The first in Grafton, Wisconsin, at the Paramount Record Company, 1930. And then for Prestige Bluesville Records, 1960. Little Brother Montgomery. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU. We're here for you all the time. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And I'm here on Sundays between 3 and 6. Many of you have requested I play again the recent discovery of the Thelonious Monk Quartet in Carnegie Hall, 1957, as issued by Mosaic on an LP. And so I brought that for you now. Monk, of course, on piano, John Coltrane, tenor saxophone, Ahmed Abdul-Malik on string bass, and the great Shadow Wilson on drums, and two, both by Monk, Nutty and Epistrophe. answer to dozens of you who have requested that since I played it a few weeks ago. That's the recent discovery of Thelonious Monk Quartet in 1957 in Carnegie Hall, a recording session there with audience and everything, if I remember correctly, for Voice of America. And it's been lost for years. Mosaic issued it in LP form also in another fashion. You can get it in CD. Two compositions by Monk, Nutty and Epistrophe, John Coltrane, tenor saxophone, Ahmet Abdul Malik on string bass, Shadow Wilson on the drums, and of course Monk on piano. By request also, Stan Kenton's 1954 brilliant band and the arrangements of Bill Holman. Here's Bags, featuring the bassist of Kenton's orchestra at the time, Don Bagley, Have a Havana, trumpet star Sam Noto, solo for Buddy, trumpet star Buddy Childers, and the opener, Frank Rossellino's trombone, Charlie Mariano's alto saxophone, and Sam Noto again on trumpet. Bill Holman and Stan Kenton.
Thank you.
Stan Kenton, 1954, and four compositions by Bill Holman. Bags, featuring Don Bagley on bass. Have a Havana, featuring Sam Noto on trumpet. Solo for Buddy, featuring Buddy Childers on trumpet. And The Opener, featuring Frank Rossellino on trombone, Charlie Mariano on alto saxophone, and Sam Noto on trumpet. Stan Kenton and those wonderful breathing compositions by Bill Holman. That's something else. And lots of you requested that. Lots of people who knew that music at the time. 1954. Knew Kenton from high school days, maybe, in the late 40s. It was a big thing in those days. He was way out, wasn't he? And beautiful stuff there. And how the bass and drums fit in so beautifully with it. And the opening areas there, you know, so there's a hole or two in there. Well, I have a lot of people have called up, and a lot of young people. I can tell they're fairly young because they start out the conversation by saying, "Hey, dude." And I, you know, that's fine. I mean, that's very friendly. And, "Hey, man," that sort of thing. "I'm a drummer. What do you got that is good in jazz?" Well, I brought something along for all the drummers that call up and are younger than 20. This is Louis Belson and his composition Skin Deep with Ellington in 1951. The great thing about Belson was he had two bass drums. You know, and I mean, just thinking about one gets me confused. Here's Duke Ellington for Columbia, 1951. All right, and Skin Deep featuring drummer Louis Belson. Thank you. Louis Belson, drum solo with Duke Ellington, 1951 for Columbia, and Belson's own composition, Skin Deep. And imagine that. And, of course, Ellington would pull that out after the band had been playing for an hour and a half. Oh, my goodness. Louis Belson, Duke Ellington, 1951 for you. Benny Golson, his tenor sax, 1959 for New Jazz, his composition, My Blues House.
Thank you.
Benny Golson, his tenor sax, and his band, and his composition, My Blues House, for New Jazz Records, 1959. Curtis Fuller, trombone. Ray Bryant, out of Philadelphia, playing the piano. Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Blakey on the drums. Benny Golson, 1959, for New Jazz, My Blues House. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.